From Capital Public Radio, this is the View From Here podcast. I'm Catherine Stifter, producer of The View From Here, and today's episode tells a story that's, well, it's hard for many of us to imagine living like this. Cap Radio's environment reporter Amy Quinton is going to take us on a tour of some of Sacramento's problem rental properties. Amy, you learned that thousands of renters in Sacramento are living in these substandard apartments, and at times they go without heat or electricity or running water. And some apartments are infested with cockroaches and rats.
Some of the renters can't afford anything better. They may have bad credit or an eviction record. Some landlords with buildings in disrepair are willing to let that slide in exchange for a high occupancy rate and a rent check.
I want to warn listeners, the living conditions we're describing in this podcast are awful and inhumane. Tim King, the senior code enforcement officer for Sacramento County, told Amy what he's seen.
Oh, I've seen massive infestations where bed bugs have literally taken over entire complexes. I've seen water leaks so bad where every room in an entire upstairs apartment complex is covered from wall to wall with mold, where I couldn't even go into the room because I couldn't breathe.
King leads a team of seven code enforcement officers that inspect nearly 50,000 rental properties and respond to renters' complaints. He says some of the owners may not know about maintenance issues or can't afford to fix them, but others see their properties as investments that can turn a quick profit, not as a place where people must live.
More surprising is just dealing with some of the property owners and their lack of wanting to get some of the stuff fixed. They don't care some of the conditions that do exist in the county.
Amy, you spent a day with Tim King. Is code enforcement team able to really inspect 50,000 rental properties every year?
No, it takes 5 years to inspect every rental property, and that's the way the program was designed. It's important to point out that nearly 75% of all rental properties in Sacramento County are self-certified, meaning that their owners or property managers self-inspect, and the rental housing inspection team audits those inspections. But code enforcement officers spend almost half their time dealing with so-called problem properties. These are the properties that fail inspections again and again. I rode along with Tim King in the county code enforcement Prius to find out more about them.
This is Place and Privilege, Episode 4, Not Up to Code.
Try to squeeze in here. The majority of our rentals are going to be usually in the Arden Arcade area, which is on this side of the freeway here, and then also down south, primarily off of Florin, Oak Park, in the Avenues area. That's where there's just almost 90 to almost 100% rentals in those areas. The first property I'm going to take you over to is on Fair Oaks here. It's one of the problem properties.
And did one of the tenants call code enforcement? Is that how you found out about it?
This place has been on our radar for a while. He's been a problem property for a long time. We originally got involved because the place burned down. It sat vacant for at least 2 years, and transients were breaking into it. There was a lot of criminal activity on it. So we finally rebuilt it, and he didn't build it with any heaters in it. And so all the tenants moved in. We get the call, hey, I don't have a heater. And so this is the front building that burned down, so he rebuilt this. And so then we had to go now and find places for 23 families to be during Christmas time to live while he put heaters into the whole entire building. Every winter, this thing floods this whole parking lot, and you can see where the apartment units are actually below the parking lot. So the water will actually flow off the parking lot and flood all the bottom units here almost every winter. So. Every winter we get the call, they've got to fix their drainage, and all these tenants down here at the bottom usually end up having to get displaced because they've got a foot of water in your apartment complex. Per county code, they are supposed to maintain their garbage receptacles. As you can see, we drive by here, fully loaded trash receptacle here. The tenants have no place to put their trash now, so they're throwing it on the ground. You know, the property owner feels like he's saving money on trash pickup, and all it does is the trash just overflows, and then the tenants, and then having the trash overflow like that is going to create rats. It's going to create the rodents, and then now they're all going into the units as well. And you can't get rid of the infestations if you're constantly having trash pile up like this.
Do you know how much rental units go for here?
These ones are going for about 800. Depending on if you get a one bedroom or two bedroom, they're about 800.
That's surprising, $800 a month, and that's the kind of condition.
Yeah. Inside's just as bad. They're fully infested with cockroaches in there. Massive water leaks. The roof hasn't been replaced ever.
Do you think this guy just doesn't have a lot of money?
No, I'm very familiar with this guy, and he has a lot of money. He owns multiple properties, and he's an owner that I would say that just has a really lack of understanding how to own rental properties, I think, in the county.
He's just a slumlord.
He's just however you want to label him. This was one of our top three worst properties that we've ever had in the county. As you can see, it actually looks really nice now. So this was actually one of our success stories. We would actually only come here with the sheriff department because of the amount of crime, constant shootings, prostitution, drug behavior in here. The property manager eventually quit, and there was no manager for about a 6-month period here.
Have you ever been scared to walk into a place?
Oh yeah, no, there's all our officers are mandated by our policy to where we have bulletproof vests. We go in as teams, so we have a minimum 4 officers when we go in.
Wait, so when you do an inspection, you have to wear a bulletproof vest?
We wear bulletproof vests, yes. So it's for our protection. Came about when there was an animal control officer that was killed about 3 years ago, just knocking on a front door and they were shot. So now all our officers now wear that for our protection. So this one was a very unique situation. The old owner actually ended up getting Alzheimer's, and she forgot she owned the building and refused to say that she owned it.
So where were the rent checks going?
They were going to the owner.
Had Alzheimer's and didn't believe that he or she owned the place?
So it took us a while. We had to get involved with the owners, a lot of tools and enforcement. They actually renovated every single unit. You can see you got brand new doors. All new paint jobs. They redid almost like full renovations of every unit inside. They had to do major pest control to get rid of all the cockroaches that were just crawling. And some of the probably the worst cockroach infestations I've ever been in. Most of the flooring was moving when you'd walk in. So I mean, it wasn't like you had one or two cockroaches. Like the floor was literally moving. I've seen enough infestations and dealt with them that when you start seeing the little babies run around, means they're mating. And so when they're mating, they're multiplying at a very high pace rate. And when you see the babies that are rocking around, be mindful that these cockroaches are nocturnal creatures. So they only come out at night. So when you're in there during the daytime and you see that many cockroaches, you can imagine how many actually come out at night.
So they're sleeping in this, and they're crawling all over them, I imagine.
Correct. Yeah, I've seen them all over tables while they're eating breakfasts and stuff like that. This is Balmoral. This is another one of our problem properties. Another owner that owns probably 5 or 6 other properties in the county. The calls for service through the sheriff is probably one of the highest here than most of the complexes in the area. So they're kind of tells you when you're dealing with that type of an issue is usually the property managers aren't screening their tenants. And so you're bringing in tenants just to hurry up and get the units rented out, but you're not maybe doing a little bit more background checks on these people. The owner definitely doesn't want to put any money into it. So we're constantly dealing with just things that are breaking as we are dealing with the issues that have already broken. It just keeps getting worse. The pest control was so bad here that the bed bugs was actually the number one worst case that one of our pest control companies, which is the biggest in Sacramento County, has ever seen. So they actually took me into the unit. They actually removed one of the walls, and the nest was probably pretty much as big as the whole wall.
I hear bed bugs are like really difficult to get rid of.
They are. So that's why it should never get to this state.
When you're looking at this now, do you see anything that's wrong?
I can tell you right now, just from the windows above, there's weather protection issues on those windows. These ones that are open here, there's probably a massive amount of molds on the inside.
Is it unhealthy?
Mold can be, yes. We're not mold specialists. Per our code, we only write up that it's visible mold. But there are toxic molds that can be very harmful to your health.
So what process have you gone through with him? I mean, have you gotten to the point where you take him to court or slap them with fines? And what are the fines like?
Yeah, he's been assessed multiple fines, fees and penalties throughout our different inspections there.
What are the fines?
We can issue, we call them administrative penalties, and they can range from $100 to $500 to $1,000 a day. So depending on how many days we can assess, they can be up to $15,000, $30,000 for a penalty. So this is another one of our, used to be one of our top three worst properties in the county. You can see they got all brand new windows. That was all through rental housing. So we actually went through this complex multiple times with the owners, went through about three different owners during this process, and they have now renovated every unit in here and replaced every window, which was a massive amount of money, all due to rental housing. And now they're actually raising their rent here because it's doing so well, and they're fully booked. I got the people that are on waiting list to get in here now.
Really?
Yep.
So how much did they raise their rent?
I think they raised it by $300 every unit, so which is a lot for this area here. Another one that had a high call service for the sheriff's department, so they've gotten rid of a lot of the bad tenants, and they brought in a lot of good tenants now. They got a good property management crew. This is what we kind of want for all our properties in the county to be like.
Well, it says it's under new ownership, so is that a recent thing?
It was. The old owner pretty much didn't want to deal with code enforcement anymore, and so he sold it, and a new owner came in and renovated the whole place. So it was kind of a success story all around.
So how much are rents here now?
I think they're going for around $1,200, I think, now, maybe.
Did some of the tenants stay from the previous owner?
Not many. A lot of them, they moved on. Which I always educate our property owners that 50% of your problems are going to be from your tenants. And in a good screening process, if you have a good property manager who screens your tenants, get someone who's going to take care of your property, pay the rent on time so you're not constantly in the eviction process all the time. You're going to lose rent 3-4 months for an eviction process compared to having a good tenant that pays every month, that maintains it, so you're not having to go in there all the time and fix broken windows or things that they do inside. And it's a moneymaker, and these places will make money if you can maintain them. But if you're constantly having vacancies all the time or evictions, you're not making money. And so it all comes back to that original screening of your tenants.
Well, for someone who has been evicted, once they have it on their record, it's really difficult to find a place.
Correct. And that's why you when you're asking why some of them live in some of the places they do, is because they can't find another place to live because of now that eviction. So it's one thing that these tenants got to be aware of. It's not something that they should play around with. They don't want that eviction on their record.
Do you ever try to like talk to the tenants, like, why didn't you call code enforcement earlier?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, yeah. We build relationships just as much as with the owners as we do with the tenants, and so and a lot of the tenants and owners just don't know any better. They're either new, or they just don't know their rights. The tenants have rights, and so we refer them to tenant landlord programs that the county offers to give them legal advice on stuff that they can do. And just tell them that, yeah, hey, you got to call code enforcement, or hey, these are things that you need to, don't be afraid to tell your manager if something goes wrong. A lot of tenants are always afraid of, if you file the complaint, you're either going to get evicted or they're going to raise your rent, and that's always something that every tenant's always scared of, and so we're always battling that. They won't say anything, and so how does the owner going to know to fix it if they don't know that it even exists?
These conditions are the worst of the worst, right, Amy? I mean, how representative is this of Sacramento's rental housing?
Well, the rental housing inspection team has identified about 200 of these problem properties out of a total of 50,000 rental properties in the county. And a property gets listed if it fails inspections twice in 1 year. A lot of those are older buildings, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old, where owners just haven't kept up with maintenance.
And if code enforcement only gets around to all the properties once in 5 years, how do they hear about these problems?
Well, Tim King told me that they are a complaint-driven department. They get nearly 200 complaints a month, mm-hmm. and most of them are from tenants, but also from property managers, neighbors, businesses, and even anonymous callers.
Tim King mentioned that a lot of tenants are afraid to call code enforcement for fear of retaliation. When should someone call code enforcement? And can a landlord evict someone just for calling?
Good question. Well, obviously call the owner or property manager first and give them time to fix the problem. Code enforcement considers some complaints a priority and responds to them within 24 hours. And these include lack of heat, electricity, running water, or surfacing sewage. And then structural issues as well. If something may collapse, they'll respond within 72 hours. Other code violations, cracked sinks or counters, doors that don't have a deadbolt or peephole or aren't weather sealed, cracked or chipped sinks or countertops, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors that don't work, flooring that poses trip hazards, it goes on and on. And it is illegal to evict someone for calling code enforcement or for complaining about conditions. A tenant can sue. A tenant can also go through an eviction process and claim a defense that it's in retaliation for complaining, but that doesn't necessarily mean it will be an easy case.
Amy Quinton, thanks for bringing us another chapter in the story of housing affordability in Sacramento. Next on episode 5, Beneath the Surface of Tahoe.
There is a plethora of old rundown motel properties throughout the area. Those are those motels that were built back in the 50s prior to the Olympics in 1960. And they're still here, and they haven't been upgraded, and they haven't been renovated, and they're acting as de facto affordable housing for many of our local workers.
You've been listening to the View From Here podcast, Place and Privilege, Episode 4, Not Up to Code, produced by Amy Quinton and edited by Catherine Stifter. Music by Glassboy from his album Fade. And you can find all our previous podcast episodes at theviewfromhere.org. Where you can also find more stories, affordable housing resources, and information about our live community storytelling events. Follow us on social media with the hashtag #ViewOnHousing. This is The View From Here from Capital Public Radio. I'm Catherine Stifter. Thanks for listening.